free yard man. Look at him. We'll see. All right, here we have free yard man with electric start. We found this thing. What is that? Slightly more wealthy neighborhood. They got the big old roads and stuff. Big, nice, wide roads. Everything that moves, self-pelling. Seems pretty tight still. We have to slams back. Key. So you'd want to push this down to see if it works. And yeah, it doesn't work, obviously. I did look just to see batteries in there. The likelihood of it charging again is probably so low. There is a little 12-volt plug for like your average cheap-ass toy would have. So that's like the cheapest thing I've ever seen in a lawnmower is that right there. I mean, come on. That has to be like the cheapest charging port I've ever seen for a lawnmower. But it looks like a knockoff Kohler. It has the big old air boxes like Kohler always does. Except it's one of those China motors. Oil-wise, I don't even look at the oil. Let's see. I did just pull on it a couple times. It doesn't do anything. So that's why the oil is everywhere. Could go like that. Nothing on it. Let's see. Oil-wise. It looks like it's extremely overfilled. That's oil. I can't tell if that's just because I touched it or if it's just that overfull. I don't know. Well, maybe we have way too much oil in it. It does have a full tank of gas. Someone literally just gassed her up. You can see full, up to the brim pretty much. So that's nice. At least I got a dollar of gas. Can put that in something else. First case scenario, as I said, I just do my normal test with every lawnmower I find or every kind of yard machine thing. I always prime it a couple times. You can hear some action in there. And I always just give it a couple pulls to make sure it's even worth my time doing a video on it. And it doesn't do much. Kind of hard to do it with one hand to hold on to that and do that. But yeah, it doesn't do anything. So first case is starting fluid. We got big old air box here. We got the world's longest screw. Some writing in there. I don't know what that's all about. Air filter that's completely crushed and destroyed. There's our little carburetor thing. Starting fluid located. You spray some of that in there. And then we shouldn't have to pull it that hard. Let's see if I can get my hand pinned on here. Alright, there we go. We see it started. It sounded okay. Oh, and I forgot to state the deck. Get a close up on the deck here. Like, let's see. You can see front end, when you lift it up, it goes back. When you let it go down, it separates from the plastic on this side. So I wouldn't be surprised if I were to, they kind of step on it in the right area and put my weight down if it were worth a crack in the pieces. Yeah, you hear a bunch of metal breaking if I go like that. And you can see the whole deck is flexing. So, actually, let me look at the bottom real quick. So you can see she's long past her time of being usable. Oh, gas is going everywhere. Oh, don't do that. Okay, why is there gas everywhere? All right, let's not do that again. I think it's because the gas tank is so full. All right, carburetor cleaning time. These are very simple. I've worked on these before. Two bolts right here. And then everything just slides off. So maybe I'll have a carburetor that fits on this thing. I'm going to clean it. We'll see. First, before anything, we're going to do what Joe the Pro always does. Go ahead, take your tool, okay, your high-tech Husky tool, and start banging on the carburetor so that in hopes of if the float is stuck, now it's not stuck. Alright, there we go. After we give it some high-tech hits, what does it do now? But again, I don't really feel like breaking my arm. It ran longer, I guess. Okay, let's give it another spray once. Let's see. Another spray. Let's give it some primes, too. Hey, it sounds like it's getting happier. It ran longer that time.
Car, you wouldn't believe it.
Machine right there. The next, after I put the camera down, I pulled it another time with one more pull. It sounded like it was running longer and longer every time we did that. We gave it one last final pull with some fluid, and look at that, it came to life. So now we're gonna cut the grass. We need to cut the front yard. We're gonna use this lawnmower and see if the front deck breaks off. We'll see what happens. Well, I'll tell you if I'm dead and my leg gets cut off. So, let's see how it does. Alright, after a quick cut, here we are back with our lawnmower. Cut the grass good. You can see some of the grass right here that is buried in the deck. Let's see, just got done cutting, so gas is over the goddamn back of the thing. It's leaking. Procedurally, it leaked everywhere. You can see. So, that's great. How much gas do we even use? Oh, we used a little. It's not to the brim anymore. But yeah, here we go. Here, I'll show. Just got done. I didn't prime it. Let's see if it starts up right away. All right, there you go. Why does it look like this is rattling off? Oh, it just... Okay. Well, there we go. It works. It cuts the grass. Except it's probably like three grass cutting away from the whole front falling off, because I can literally use my foot and I can feel it cracking under my feet. So there we go, our free yard man is working and is cutting grass.